Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. The reality TV genre has been around for decades now, right? Most of it, fluff and fun, super fluffy dating shows and vocal competition shows and bake-offs. Nothing is out of bounds. But not all of it is merely a guilty pleasure. A new reality show is helping six families break free from financial hardship. It's called Opportunity Knocks, and it streams on PBS Passports, also online. It pairs each family with one of the series' opportunity coaches. Jean Chatsky is one of those coaches. She is the CEO of HerMoney.com and was the financial editor of NBC's Today Show for 25 years. She joins us now. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce. How are you?
I am very excited to hear about this series. I have long believed there was a big role for people like you and me, personal finance people, to engage in this genre, as I say. Tell us about Opportunity Knocks.
So you gave us a very nice introduction. Opportunity Knocks is helping six families wade through the stumbling blocks that have impeded them from reaching their goals, accomplishing what they want in their life. I mean, these folks are stuck in many cases because they've had student loan debt, they've had businesses not work, they've had medical issues, all the kinds of things that happen to real people every single day. They often just don't know where to turn, but we're coaching them through. We're helping them find opportunities to break through and get their lives moving in the right direction. And I don't want to make it sound super easy because it's not, a lot of what we're asking of them is not super easy. There are tears involved. There are hard choices to be made. There are frank discussions about priorities and what you really want and why maybe you have to give up some of those things that you spend money on or you use your resources or your time for that don't line up with your goals. We're going to need you to focus. We're going to need you to choose. But in the end, I don't want to give it away. I'm feeling pretty good.
That's good. Well, people who watch HGTV have a very different view than people who have produced HGTV. Because if you've produced one of those shows, you know that you race in there and slop the paint on and, you know, zhuzh the space and stage it to the end of the earth and it looks gorgeous. There aren't a lot of shortcuts when you're trying to transform people's mindset about money. I want to ask you about Lauren and Jared. So this is one of the couples that you worked with, and you really engaged with Lauren on a question she had about being a stay-at-home mom versus working and bringing in an income for her family. Tell us about how that conversation went.
It was tough, you know, and it was tough for me to ask it of her, quite frankly. I could see how much she was enjoying the time that she was spending at home with her kids, with her two kids. But the fact is, when I looked at this couple and their big goal was to buy a home of their own because they had moved in with Lauren's parents during the pandemic. Lauren's mother, very happy to have them there. Lauren's father, very happy to have them there. But, you know, these folks are adults and they wanted space of their own. And of the two people in this couple, Lauren and Jared, Lauren has a master's degree. Her earning capacity at this point is higher than her husband's. And she wasn't making the most of that. And the road that she was going down, although she was gaining a little bit of traction, wasn't going to get her there as fast as they wanted to get there financially. So I was asking her to make a hard choice, to think about whether there was a way to use her advanced degree to go back to work while pursuing her passions while still spending time with her kids. I mean, she was very fortunate that remote work is a thing right now. But it wasn't a question that she wanted to think about. It was a question that she had been, she, look, I was not asking her a question that she wasn't somewhere deep in the recesses of her mind asking herself. I was just asking it out loud.
We talk a lot on this show about the distinction between knowledge and insight and how literacy and financial literacy can do great things to empower humans to have the knowledge they need to make decisions. But insight is the wow. The light bulb is the wow. Tell us about the moment for her when that light bulb clicked on.
I don't think for her it was a light bulb, quite frankly.
Okay.
I think for her, it was something she already knew but didn't want to deal with.
Okay.
And so in that moment, I was holding her accountable for something that she already knew.
And this question of trade-offs is brutal. I mean, you were engaging with that couple at a very foundational level, and then that family and millions of families across this continent are dealing it in a very tactical and tangible level with what do they put in the grocery cart?
Yes. Yes. And how do we deal with the fact that prices are so much higher than they were a year ago now? And how do we, I actually feel like, and I was pulling together some notes for a segment that I'm doing on CNN in a couple of days about Thanksgiving and about how do we make Thanksgiving more affordable. I feel like we got an education during the pandemic in how to shop and cook and get scrappy like our grandparents. You know, like we were so accustomed to being able to run into the grocery store for the three items that we forgot. And by the way, then buy 10 more before the pandemic. And when the world shut down, all of a sudden we had to make a list. All of a sudden we had to meal plan. All of a sudden we had to cook. All of a sudden we had to eat our leftovers, right? We were doing things in a much more thoughtful way as consumers that I hope that we'll hold on to, because it's those skills, it's those behaviors. It's not feeling like you got to go to the gym, but that if you put on your sneakers and you go for a nice long walk, you're still getting your exercise. It all of those things are going to get us through this bout of inflation.
You have been appearing on television for a very long time. You would have had 3 minutes, 4 minutes, maybe five on a good day. What did this longer format afford for you as someone who's made it her life's work to make a difference for people in the area of money?
It enabled me to dig, to really listen. I mean, you know this as a podcaster. So I do a podcast as well. We have a podcast called Her Money. I hope your listeners will check it out. Our interviews run 30 minutes. And I love that. It gives us space to breathe. If you want to explore, you've got a tip about where to find a high interest rate savings account. You don't just get to say, put your money in a high interest rate savings account. You get to say, this is how you find one, and this is who has it, and here's how it works, and here are the restrictions. You get to dig a little bit more. And when it comes to people and their money, and I'm a big believer that personal finance is more personal than it is finance, you have to figure out what those people want. What's driving them? What's personal to them? Because it's very different than what's personal to me. And my job as a coach on Opportunity Knocks, or anytime I'm doing work with real people, we work with real people in our Finance Fix coaching program at Her Money. And my job, anytime I'm working with real people, is to get them what they want, not to prescribe what I want for them.
There is something called an opportunity finder, which is a part of the website. I love that phrase. Now, obviously, Canada is different than the US in terms of the services that you might find, but I think there's something really compelling about highlighting resources that exist that people have never even thought of. They don't even know about them.
Yeah, the Opportunity Finder is a tool that allows you to plug in your location, your zip code, and it will tell you about the tools that exist for you locally. So tools that can help you get a business off the ground, tools that can help you find better deals in financial services by working with organizations that put the consumer front of mind, like credit unions. I mean, it's just connecting the dots for people in a way that the dots have not been connected before.
You spent a lot of time on that show, I can tell. What was the high point for you about engaging with humans in that way and working with those families in that way?
Well, I don't want to give away too much here.
Oh, come on!
There is a point for, I think, all the families, not just the families that I worked with, but the families that Luis Barajas worked with and Patrice Washington worked with, where they see possibility. You know, they see opportunity, but they see possibility and they feel that they can. And that's a biggie, right? Once you get out of the muck and you feel like you can, the whole world opens up and the weight, and look, financial stress is incredibly real. I mean, when we look at studies on stress in America, financial stress is at the tip top of the list. It's at the very top of the list, except for people who are dealing with a major health crisis. But for everybody else, pretty much, finances are on top. And this program and the Opportunity Finder can help people alleviate some of that financial stress.
What would you say is different about the world we find ourselves in today versus, say, 10 or 20 years ago? And I don't just mean the very current and acute issue of rising inflation and rising rates and geopolitical uncertainty. If we take it to a higher level to look at a couple of years, how would you characterize what people are dealing with now that would be different from when you got going in this game?
The level of financial responsibility on the shoulders of individuals is so much greater than it has been for any previous generation, right? You look at prior generations, they had pensions. They knew that they were going to have an income stream that would take care of them for as long as they lived. Many of them had health insurance that came with the job. I mean, you all in Canada, we look at you and we're just like, please. Yeah. But we have been asked to shoulder so much more responsibility for our own financial lives than prior generations. When I got started, and I'm going to age myself right here on your program, but when I got started, we weren't even allowed to know what our credit scores were. Like, that was just becoming a thing. Now we have the responsibility for managing those in addition to everything else. And that's a lot to ask of people, right? It's a lot to ask of people in a world where they don't get any training or education in how to be good, responsible financial citizens.
I love that you use the word possibility, because I think it's first accurate and second so inspiring that they were able to see that for themselves. One of the challenges is that as consumers, we see a lot as maybe not possible, but as a potential for us to spend on. We would have called it a decade ago the HGTV effect. We would call it today maybe the Instagram effect, when we, you know, we know what a gorgeous kitchen looks like, and it's not my kitchen. My kitchen right. is not the one on Instagram. What would you say to folks who are trying to reconcile what they want versus what they can afford versus what they feel entitled to?
Oh, so you make it complicated when you throw that last wrinkle in there.
Yeah.
Look, I know enough about you to know that you lean pretty heavy into behavioral finance. Mm. And we've learned a lot about our own psychology and why we're not great with money, why we are so subject to impulsivity to spending and to getting things now when we know that we should be waiting. I think that we need to always outline for ourselves some priorities, what are the things that you really want? What are the things that are at the top of the list for you? And then we need to lean into technology to help us automate our way to those things. The further away they are, the more we need automatic transfers into a series of accounts that can help us get there. Because if we have to make a good decision every time we're trying to put money away, it's just not going to happen. So, 401k's work, 401k your life, as much as you possibly can. And when it comes to the entitlement factor, you asked the question, so I want to try to answer it. I think you got to go back and ask yourself, why do I think I'm entitled to this? Mm. Why, what is it about it that makes me entitled to it? If you truly believe that you are, and it's something like more money from your employer, then I think you really go out and you advocate for it. Mm-hmm. But you are going to have to prove your case.
There are many systemic barriers for so many underrepresented groups in both of our countries, and so many things systems-wide that just don't work and that just aren't fair. I tend to focus on the individual. I tend to focus on what's within our circle of control, because it makes me want to cry, all those things. So as we think about the individual, and if you could snap your fingers and cause, be a catalyst for one single shift in mindset, one single unified light bulb for all of those hundreds of millions of people that you connect to, what would that be? What would be the shift in mindset? What would be the insight that you would flare up for them? What would be the change?
Money isn't hard. Mm. Money is actually fairly easy. What's hard is the habit of doing the right things with your money. And so if you can get yourself, and I wouldn't go fast, right? If you can focus on one healthy habit that you want to adopt, whether it's saving more, whether it's spending a little less, whether it's learning how to invest, try to bring yourself along the curb, but realize there is no rocket science. There really isn't. I mean, if it looks like rocket science, it's probably not something that you should be engaging in anyway.
Yeah.
It's all about good behavior, often repeated.
Jean, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for your service. I hope you know the profound impact you have had on millions, probably hundreds of millions of people over the course of your career.
Now you're going to make me cry.
Good. Well, there it is. Jean Chatsky, thank you so much. Jean Chatsky is one of the opportunity coaches on Opportunity Knocks. Google the name of the show and PBS and you'll find out where to watch it. She is the CEO of HerMoney.com and spent 25 years at NBC's Today Show.